Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I mean, obviously, the winning regimen they've put up through the last 5 years, of really since they've been in the league, got such a competitive team every year, got such good players here. You know, the living arrangements, from talking to Pacioretty and Revo just through the last couple weeks, you know, it seemed like everything was a pretty good fit for my wife and I and our new son. And yeah, the winning aspect of this team really helped in everything as well. And, you know, the great players they have here. So lucky enough, it all worked out. And, you know, this is where we wanted to be.
That's Mitch Marner. Who's Revo? Former Golden Knight that is now with the Leafs, because Ryan Reeves.
Okay. Yeah.
Because Pacioretty and Reeves, he's talking about Vegas with his teammates the last couple weeks. That's not tampering? Isn't that tampering with your own teammate by telling them? No.
How about a couple of people pointed this out, that no one in the press conference with Kelly McCrimmon, the GM of the Golden Knights, even asked him about the tampering allegation. But yet, there was a question asked, I guess, about whether long-term injured reserve players go on the salary cap. So, like, you got much more simplistic looking press conferences in Vegas, maybe.
Yeah.
But nobody even brought it up with them. The idea that they might have tampered with Mitch Marner, which they almost definitely did. Also, yesterday, I don't know, like, if anyone was waiting for 12:01 for a bunch of signings. I guess the league had been, like, waiting to hammer somebody on tampering, so nobody announced any of their signings for 15 minutes because they were afraid the league was going to, like, kick in their door and, like, take their draft picks away or something. So there was nothing until, I think, 12:16 was, like, the first free agent signing. Even though they definitely were all done by 12:01.
Yep. All right. I told you about
it's all stupid.
A roller coaster story I wanted to tell you, just because I found this one to be a little bit more interesting than most.
Yes.
So, all right, here's a fun little summer story. Cedar Point. You ever been to Cedar Point?
I have not
been to Cedar Point.
I've been to Cedar Point.
Joe,
top thrill dragster.
Joe Kelly filling in for Josh Schmidt today. You guys been to Cedar Point?
I have not been to Cedar Point, unfortunately, no. Yeah.
Never been either.
Okay, well, whatever.
If you're like 16 roller coasters or something.
What is it, top thrill dragster?
Top thrill dragster, which I've been on. I had a big roller coaster phase. We went to, I think actually just got taken down. Top Thrill Dragster was the second biggest roller coaster in the world. I went on that. And then we went to Six Flags New Jersey because they had the tallest roller coaster in the world.
King Ka.
And I have a shirt still maybe that says King to Con. Yeah. I don't know. I've been on that too.
So you're someone that will not turn down any roller coaster.
No, I'll go on any of them.
I'm the same way, Joe. I love them. Bulldog also is a massive roller coaster guy.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I can't imagine a roller coaster I would say no to.
I'm on every roller coaster as well. It started at Darien Lake around here, and it'll go from there.
Yeah.
All right, perfect. You guys will go on any roller coaster.
Pretty much.
So this is a great test. So Cedar Point has a new coaster called the Siren's Curse.
Okay.
And what happened, I guess, yesterday, let me pull up my webpage changed, but I'm going to get it back. What happened yesterday, Siren's Curse is this coaster where you're in the thing, it goes along flat. I'm demonstrating for those of you on YouTube. Picture me holding my arm. My arm is on the window.
His arm is level.
My arm is on the window sill of the car you're driving, truck.
Okay.
And you pull out onto a spot, and then it flips completely downward 90 degrees, twisting from horizontal to vertical. They hold you in that vertical spot. Instead of going over a hill and using that, it is a straight drop into the coaster. So you go up, and the whole thing...
And it holds you there.
Like a drawbridge. Chick, 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 chick.
Oh. Yeah.
Completely vertical. You stay in that position, and then it drops you. So what happened, it's called a tilt roller coaster, is what this kind of coaster is.
Okay.
What happened yesterday was riders were suspended in the vertical position at that point for 10 minutes. It got stuck.
Like... While it's facing straight down?
I think so.
Okay.
They were then pulled backwards to safety, and they had to reset the ride and repair it for 30 minutes.
Okay.
And the way that it's written at Yahoo's recap of this story is that it seems like the people that were on it just got right back on and then ripped down that thing after it was fixed for 25 minutes.
They went right back on.
So my question is, there's no coaster you would say no to. Would you say no if you were on it? It broke, and then they're like, oh, all right, we're good to go now.
Yeah.
Or would you want to see a couple of runs first?
I think I'd want to see a couple of runs first. Okay. I mean, it got stuck, isn't quite it broken, but it's not great.
It's definitely not great.
Any no, sort of not malfunction.
By any means. I would need to see a couple runs at least, a test run.
I think I would go on it that day, though.
Sure. I mean, it's cleared. It's open.
Am I sitting on it for the 30 minutes they're repairing it as well? Am I stuck on the roller coaster for like an hour?
Right. Am I still in the car?
Do I get time to stretch
out? Me off?
I think
because if I'm the one guy who's like getting off, like you got to get me off this ride because they're just gonna launch it anyway. I guess
what I'm getting to is my concern is mostly with how comfortable I will still be on the ride physically rather than worried about it breaking.
The riders were stuck for 10 minutes. They had to get off, and it was closed for 25 minutes.
Oh, yeah. I'm jumping right back on.
Okay.
If you got a 25-minute reprieve, absolutely. I'd go right back on.
I think I'm looking at the giant platform. They might have had to wait on the platform while it was fixed. How else are you getting down?
Even better. Right. I get to watch them do the work.
Reverse you all the way back.
To inspect.
Right. Yeah, I mean, unless you're going down like a fire escape or something.
I don't imagine I'd be that like dizzy or anything because I'm not being held upside down or anything. I'm being held
vertical.
Vertical, which...
Probably got some hip pain.
Maybe.
It is a 160-foot tall lift.
That's nothing.
Whew. That drops.
That's nothing.
So they got stuck right at the top?
Yeah.
It's child's play. 160.
What's King to Cause?
It's like 470 or something, I think. There's a Top Thrill Dragster 2, by the way, as I'm looking up this ride.
Yeah.
There's a sequel.
King to Cause was 456 feet.
456, yeah.
Launched riders 128 miles per hour.
Yeah. Ooh. There you go. 160.
That's awesome.
Man.
I mean, you're a maniac.
Are you someone that goes on all of these rollers? None of them?
No.
Just no appeal?
No.
Is it the ride or is it like the waiting an hour and a half to ride something that's 90 seconds?
I think it's that I just never did. I did a couple as a kid, like not that many, but I never did.
It's not an amusement park guy.
I used to be horrified of them. And then one year when I was younger at Darien Lake, I went with Dad, Bulldog, and we... He was like, you want to go on a roller coaster? I was like, not really. I'm kind of scared of it. Mm-hmm. It's just not my thing. He was like, well, I really want to go on a roller coaster. So either you're going on a roller coaster with me or you're going to watch me go on a roller coaster. All right. I got on, I sat next to him, and he laughed.
I was just going to say, like, there's one thing I can definitely predict.
Oh.
It's that he laughs maniacally the entire time.
Like a madman. Exactly. Like the Joker. I will never make him laugh like he laughs on a roller coaster.
Oh, I believe that.
And because he had, like, it was so joyous for him, I, since then, have loved them ever since. It's this weird, like, he transferred this passion for roller coasters to me because he sounded like the Joker on the roller coaster.
I think you guys should look up a nice trip to Cedar Point, maybe. There are 19 roller coasters.
Wow. Look at that.
Wow.
19.
Richard writes in, I was stuck on the Viper at Darien Lake upside down on the second loop.
Woo!
See, that's the roller coaster that changed me right there. The upside down stuff.
Yeah.
That's where I got into it.
Same. That the upside down, I think I would need like an hour to recover just to make sure. Like, I'm
got some vertigo.
How long was I held upside down for is matters here, too. But that's way worse than, I think, being held vertically down. Way worse.
Upside down would be terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do we feel about the ones where your legs are dangling?
That's the one that actually I am speaking of where Bulldog was laughing like a maniac.
Yeah. Your legs are dangling.
Those ones
always go upside down, too.
The one thing that scared me as a giant tall person was I felt like my leg was close to a couple of like posts.
You probably in reality were like 5 feet, 10
exactly.
feet away.
But it's just,
least.
You know, you're up there and whoa,
it feels like you're
freaky.
Yeah.
And that was definitely scary. I also one time went on the Superman for like, I was in eighth grade, went on the Superman once and then tried to get on it again. And they said, we got to make sure how tall you are. And they went and measured me, and I was like 3 inches too tall to be on the Superman.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
And I was like, I rode this today. What? Nobody did this before I rode this ride today?
Something here is problematic.
I was not pumped when that happened. I got to say, that was scary.
Yeah. 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Wednesday. I have to look at my day of the week clock, what day it is.
Well, this is a weird week. I mean, there's only one more work day.
That's right.
After today.
We're back tomorrow, and then we're on to the 4th of July, and then I'm off next week.
Yep.
I've started counting how many days until we're at camp. And for me, you know, tomorrow, then 5 days after I'm back from vacation, and then 2 days. And that's it. We're driving to Rochester 3 weeks from today.
Yep. You've got, what, eight shows? So that's eight shows?
Eight shows.
Eight shows until training camp?
Yeah. Not bad.
Yep. Rochester. I hope they stay there. Well, they just signed they just signed a long-term deal, didn't they, with St. John Fisher?
They have not signed a long-term deal. There's a report
that they're
looking to a long-term deal, but
that's
not completed just yet. I think it was Sal Mariana who had that.
But good, because it's always been like will they year-to-year? They're always doing year-to-year deals. If there's a new stadium, will they stay here? But yeah, it sounds like maybe they want to stay there for as long as they can.
Yeah. So on Bo Byram, back to this, I tweeted this out, and it's funny. Like I'd like to get someone to have a better idea than this, and I'm sure there is a better idea. But I am slowly and predictably coming around to the idea that getting a potential bad team to offer sheet Byram is the best thing that could happen.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Because you want the draft pick.
Because an unprotected first for a potential bad team. And this is where the only thing I would... The pushback, of course, is you're not getting better this year. Okay.
You're not getting anything this year.
That's okay. That's... I had one person say, like, I want the team to win now and you want to tank. I'm not saying tank. I'm asking, what's the best I could get back for Byram? You could do your best win now return, and maybe that's an offensive forward. Okay, go for that. Sure. If you mm-hmm. can make that happen, then great. But if Kevin Adams is really, really struggling to get a deal because no movement clause here and no movement clause there, and we're not going to part ways with that guy, what's a better idea than, hey, they signed an offer sheet. It was too good to turn down. It's a first, mm-hmm. a second, and a third because they gave him 7.5. If you're Adams, that's a spot where you're not tanking. You can still try to pursue another defenseman. You could try to pursue somebody. They're not going to trade him for a defenseman. Your defense score might already be set if you're going to trade him. All right, I got to find a forward. You can go pay for a forward here or there. You can trade for one if you can with a second or third round pick. You don't have to limit it to a team that's taking Byram.
Right.
You're more open to, I got to find a forward. Who will give me a forward? Here's Noah Oostland and a second.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. I don't know. Like, it just feels like the Byram idea, we are talking about five teams. And if Byram gets offer sheeted and he is gone, we're not going to match that offer sheet. You know, we wish Bo the best. We take a first, second, and a third. Privately, all right, baby, let's watch that team hopefully fall into the earth and mm-hmm. get an unprotected first-round pick. And then we can still try to attack win now and say, yeah, we didn't get good value. He signed that, and that was better value than we got anywhere else. And I can come out of the offseason. This is a little bit like, not exactly like the Rams just traded down in the first round and got an extra first next year, right?
Right, yeah. With the Falcons, right?
With the Falcons.
Yeah.
And they're trying to win now and added a future first.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills, when they did the Trey White trade, traded down, got a future first, and won now.
Yeah.
So it doesn't mean they have to tank. If they are bad, then that happens. But if the return on Byram is not going to be good enough, I think there are a lot worse ideas than an unprotected first from a team that you think has a shot to be bad.
Even though it is going to be probably just a couple of percentage points, right? To pick number one, at least.
Right. It might be 5%. Or it might mm-hmm. be, again, like you're taking your chances that this team won't be good. This Calgary or
like, I guess
Pittsburgh.
My question would be, or maybe there is no limit here. How far down does that team have to finish to feel like it was worth doing? If they are sixth from the bottom and you get an extra 7.5% chance, does that feel worth it?
I mean, would you trade Bo Byram for next year's sixth pick?
See, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think I probably wouldn't.
But the tough part of this is you don't know the other deals.
Yeah, that's right.
How many teams are making offers? Is it two?
Like real, like tangible offers? Let's say how many teams are offering me picks, how many teams, maybe it's two teams are offering me something on my roster and then everybody else just wants to give me picks.
All right, here it is. Byram for two players and a third round pick. No matter who the players are, can that possibly be good? We're talking about lots of these one-for-two trades. I was hoping this Sabres offseason would include a two go out and one comes in. That the best player in a trade comes this way.
Right.
In the Paterka trade, that did not happen. Right?
No.
That did not happen.
No, it did not.
In the Byram trade, do you think it's likely to happen that the best player comes back this way? Now that the number 9 pick is already spent, and now that Paterka has already been dealt, what are the chances the best piece comes back this way in the Byram deal?
I would imagine they're low. I would imagine that it's much more likely that he's the best player in the deal. Is it 20% chance maybe that he would be packaged with something and you'd be getting a better player? I mean, they might have tried to do that with Paterka.
Yeah.
Right? Like, whether it was Dobson or Kyrou or someone else, I don't know. Maybe they were trying to do a Paterka with somebody. And if a team wants Paterka, why are they doing that? If a team wants Bo Byram, are they viewing him as a finishing piece? Why are they going to give you the best player in a deal? Byram is the one that is on the trade market. So if you could find a guy that also is being shopped around, then maybe that's how you get a one-for-one deal. But, right, like, I've punted on the idea in my own mind that they're going to get Jason Robertson or Elias Pettersson by trading Bo Byram and then something else with it. I mean, what would that something else even be right now? Zach Benson? What is that even... That should get you a good forward in theory if this was a video game, but I don't know who the team is right now that is giving you their first line left winger for Bo Byram and Zach Benson. I don't know who that team is. Maybe it is out there.
Can I give you one more scenario? You can tell me which one is a better idea. All right, you want to win now, right? If you're upset by the idea of he gets offer sheeted, you get an unprotected first. Again, unprotected firsts are rare. It doesn't happen. The Leafs make a trade. They protect their first. It's like you have 100 points. What are you worried about here?
Yeah.
So here's your next idea, Kevin Adams. Offer your first next year, unprotected.
Offer your first?
Offer your first, unprotected. How many teams would look at that and say, well.
I think you would.
I might have. Did you tell me the Buffalo Sabres are offering me an unprotected first?
I'm imagining.
I am at the table. Am I not?
You are. You are. I think you have every team in the league offering you something.
So, want to do it? Want to offer that first unprotected?
I do not want to.
Why not?
I do not want to.
You're telling me that a 7% added chance at winning the lottery is not enough, but if the Sabres make a move, keep Byram, get better now, trade an unprotected first, what are they going to do? Miss the playoffs by a couple points? You're worried about a 1%?
It's got to be a pretty darn good player for me to be willing to do that. I guess it's just not having confidence in them.
Right, I know.
It's not having confidence in them and feeling like it's perfectly believable that they're going to be a team this year that has like 73 points. And I think that's more believable than almost any. If you could find me, if San Jose wants to give me their first round pick next year for Bo Byram, I mean, I'll give them other stuff. What else do you want with Byram to get San Jose's first round pick?
But nobody that ever flirts with being bad ever gives it up unprotected.
No, that's perfectly.
That's where the offer sheet that you can't protect it.
See, so, like, a good team to target here would be like, how good does Boston really think they're going to be?
Better than the Sabres.
I think they think that. And maybe they would be better than the Sabres. I don't think they're going to be very good, though. I think their team is still pretty tough looking. And that would be a team where I would say they've got a certain arrogance about them that they have earned because they've been great for a long time. But I'm going to capitalize on that arrogance because their first line center right now is Casey Mittelstadt. And I'm going to cash in on that and say, you're not going to be as good as you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a team I'd want to target.
Unless they know they're not going to be good.
Fraser Minton is their second line center.
Who?
Oh, wait, sorry. No, Elias Lindholm. I
have the whole conversation with you guys thought about Boston for this because I think they're going to be bad. Like, bad, bad.
I just don't think their players are good.
I don't think they have anybody. Like, the deal they made yesterday for
Victor Arvidsson?
Arvidsson and the Tanner Janot deal.
Yeah, they're just taking other teams' scraps.
What are they doing with that? I think that would be a really solid team to target because I think, exactly like you said, they're arrogant enough to think we'll be good. We'll figure it out.
I think, I'm not telling you Boston's going to be good, but Boston did a very predictable thing that we all in our hater heart and our sad woe is me heart knew was going to happen. They got bad for 3 months and picked ahead of the Sabres. That's it.
Yep.
They got bad for 3 months. You know what the record was in February, March, and April?
It was good, right?
No, the Boston.
Oh, February, March, at the end of the season. Oh, yeah. It was terrible.
In the last 3 months of the season, the Bruins won 8 games.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
They were that bad, though. Everyone was even, they were in a playoff spot midway through the season, uh-huh. And everybody was looking at all their numbers like, this team is terrible. Like, they are going to fall apart. Maybe no one thought they'd be that bad. But
just to be clear, the last 3 months of the season, they won 8 games and finished 3 points behind the Sabres.
And to counterpoint like me and Joe here a little
bit. Yeah, that's insane.
McAvoy was out for that whole stretch, too. And that's a big piece for them. So
would you bet the Sabres ahead of the Bruins next year? Right now?
I feel like if you took the logos and who runs the teams away and I just stacked up the rosters, I feel like I'd want to say the Sabres. But I think I'd say the Bruins.
I think Swayman, you know, bounce back is enough of a factor.
That's another thing. I'd be more confident they get the goalie. It's confidence in the organization. It's a little bit of, right now on paper, I feel like the Sabres have a better roster than the Bruins do. But if both teams get off to slow starts for the first month or two, who do I trust more to make a move that's going to help them?
If they want to. Would Boston?
Don't I trust Boston's going
to
do that?
You might ask if Boston would want to. I mean, if Boston, if either of these teams has a bad start, that's a great question. Like, I can't even get there.
I mean, the Sabres could fire Adams.
I'm about to ask.
If they got off to a really bad start.
Would they even try to save it? What would the Bruins do if they got off to a bad start? What would the Sabres do? What the Bruins might do would be say, all right, another year. Let's lean into it. We're going to sign Eichel. We're going to draft high. We just drafted 6th overall.
Ooh, I wonder about that.
If they have a bad start, do they try and save it?
That's more how they usually are.
Okay. And the Sabres, if they have a bad start, does Kevin Adams try to save it?
No.
He never does.
Never
does. He didn't save a 13-game losing streak. He didn't act.
Right.
If they get off to a bad start, is it going to be?
They're not doing anything.
It's a long season.
Maybe they fire Lindy.
No, I don't know about that.
I don't know what else. I don't know what else it would be. What are they going to do?
But these are conversations.
They're going to make some blockbuster trade in November. Like you said, they've not done anything like that even when. I mean, the 10-game win streak was really the time to do something like that, right after it. But 13-game losing streak, admitting after that they should have done something. But what's that something going to be? They're going to go trade for someone's third liner? Like, it's not going to be enough that moves the meter here. Boston maybe could do something dramatic, and I could believe that they could accomplish that. I'd have more confidence they could. So
Justin writes in, I'm ready for year 7 of Adams telling us the team needs to be tougher to play against, and we don't have enough palm trees in Buffalo. The tougher to play against thing, that's something worth keying in on. Like, if you just kind of step back, they were 1 point out of the playoffs and said, now is our time, and their ads flopped.
Yep.
And they said,
right, they're gone now.
I know what needs to happen. Accountability and tougher to play against. They hired a coach. Accountability, okay.
Yep.
The tougher to play against line, that fourth line they brought in, 2/3 of it's gone after 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And they are saying they need to be tougher to play against again.
Right.
Like, it's the third offseason since being 1 point out of the playoffs. And if you read anybody, I just read Matt Larkin Daily Faceoff. He talks about them like they're a hopeless franchise. They were 1 point out of the playoffs 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Bold moves at that point might have made a difference. Instead, it was what? Connor Clifton and
Eric Johnson.
Anyway, start offer your first. Would they have even considered offering next year's unprotected first at any point in this offseason? Any trade along the way? Paterka, and an unprotected first. Would they have ever considered it?
I don't think they would have, because I think
it's probably the most valuable thing to have.
What are GMs in? Why do you never get top 10 trades in the NHL? First and second overall picks, even when the positional stuff makes sense, teams never trade? Because NHL GMs, maybe more than any other GMs in sports, they just don't want to get embarrassed, right? They just don't want to look like fools. And what would make you look like a fool? More than any, you would be remembered in the sport forever. Not just here, but everywhere. If you were the GM in Buffalo with a 14-year playoff drought that traded the pick that ended up being like the superstar center number one.
Well, I just gotta ask you.
I think every GM would be that thinks that that's in the realm of possibility. They could be that bad. Would be so afraid of that circumstance, that outcome, that they wouldn't even discuss trading that pick.
But this is a great example of fearing risk more than actually valuing reward. When you say 1% chance or whatever, what would the chance be? You
can only go up 3%. 3% is the lowest you can have about while being in the lottery.
You can only go up 10 spots.
Right.
So if you finish 12, 13, 14, 15,
right,
it's done. You're not going to lose Gavin McKenna on that pick.
Right.
So a 3% chance. Oh, I could never.
Right, it's not even make the playoffs. It's be close to the playoffs, basically.
You just have to be close.
Yeah, be close.
I could never part with a 3% chance. And then if I offer you the Byram scenario, all right, a bad team offer sheets him, and where you project him the standings is a 9% increase. Would you take that?
The thing is that it would do is it would force the desperation that a lot of us want to see them have, wouldn't it? Like, because if they – imagine they did it. Adams trades their unprotected first for next year for whatever it is, and the season starts poorly. Like, they're a month in, they're 2 months in, and it's not going well, and they don't have their first-round pick. Isn't the GM running around with his hair on fire looking to make every trade he can to make the team better? Which is how we kind of want them to act. This would kind of force them into acting that way if they don't have a safety net.
803-0550.
Maybe I'm a little more into it than I thought I was.
Listen, if nothing else, I think it's a compelling conversation about the Sabres. And it represents no stone unturned. What can you possibly do?
Right.
803-0550. All right. We'll get a break in. You can give us a ring if you want, Jeremy and Joe, on a beautiful Wednesday here on WGR.
The temperature's rising outside, but you can stay cool and comfortable inside with Blinds.com. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't miss Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale happening now. Save up to 50%, plus get a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.